Yes, sharing life hacks with our friend Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. We're full of wisdom here, if you know. Well, we're full of something.
Something.
Yeah. So how you doing? You looking forward to the rain and the cool weather coming up?
Well, I'm going to leave town, and where we're going, definitely it's going to have a lot of rain.
Where are you going?
Branson,
Missouri.
Yeah. So there is a lot of rain scheduled, but that's okay. Most of our activities are going to be indoors.
It's like Disneyland for senior citizens. The rides aren't scary, you know.
No.
Yeah, just familiar music. You going to go see Yakov Smirnoff, or you going to?
We're going to see a magic show, and we're going to go to, I don't know, Ripley's Believe It or Not, I think, one day. Mm-hmm. Just a whole bunch of things.
Again, there's another life hack for you when you go to Believe It or Not. Just believe it.
Just believe it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what's happening with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce that you want us to know
good
about?
Good stuff.
Always.
Well, always, yes. Well, first of all, we welcomed a new member. Travelodge by Wyndham is recently joined the chamber, so we want to welcome them. And I just a reminder that it's a great time to join the chamber because I think I mentioned this last week, but all memberships right now are half off.
There you go.
So this is a great way to get your...
You can call it a summer sale.
That's right.
Yeah.
A summer sale. Mm-hmm. So contact me. This is a good time. And something I've been telling everybody, we have some businesses. In fact, just the other day I had a business say, well, I've got plenty of business. I really don't need you guys to market for me.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Right.
And especially when it comes to contractors.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a plumber or an electrician. I mean, they got plenty of business.
Right.
But what I always say is you're investing in the community.
Mm-hmm.
By becoming a part of the chamber, then you're helping us to work on housing and economic development. And
that's great for public relations, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we won't always be, jammed with business. And there'll be the time comes when things are a little slower. And when you're advertising your services to the community. Oh, and we're a chamber member. So you know we're invested in the community.
We are invested.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Well, also, shout out this week. We had two ribbon cuttings. So one, we had Harry Hines Memorial Hospice. They recently moved locations. And so we did a ribbon cutting. They're at 1503 West 11th. And then right beside them, I mean, literally in the same complex, is Team Auto Sales.
Okay.
The new auto company. And they had a ribbon cutting. They are at 1505 West 11th. And I already had my eye on a couple cars there.
What's a girl like you drive?
Well, I have to have small enough so I don't have to hike up in it. Right now, my vehicle, I have to jump into.
Right, you need a step ladder to get into.
Yeah. Short people problems. But I am looking for a vehicle that's smaller, yet big enough to haul all the stuff that I have to for the chamber. So.
See, I'm just the opposite. I want something I have to step up into because I've driven little cars before, and the door opens, and you know, like when all the clowns come tumbling out of a car, it's like a one-person clown car of me trying to squeeze myself, extrude myself from this tiny little vehicle out to the pavement.
Bigger.
Exactly. I need a helper to get me out.
That's right.
Yeah, but I can see you cruising around in... some sort of drop-top Cadillac or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Looking all fine and everything.
Know.
Yeah, wind
when
in your hair.
When the kids are all gone, I'm going to splurge and do something.
There you go.
I want to do
treat
like a Jeep or something.
Yeah,
yes,
take care
exactly.
of you. Right.
Someday. So, some other things going on. Carter Automotive is having a Fair and Rodeo Fun Pass giveaway.
Okay.
So, if you go out to their Facebook page, and all you have to do is comment on the post that has that announcement, and then you're entered in the drawing.
Excellent. Easy enough.
Fair and Rodeo times get ready to be here. So
yep. Matter of fact, we're broadcasting from the Montgomery County 4-H Fair this Saturday.
Oh, good.
Doing little drop-ins during the open line show. So we're all excited.
Well, yes, we are excited because I can't believe it's almost time. I mean, August is here.
Upon us.
It's, wow. So, but yeah, they're having so many activities going on. And one of the things that I think is really neat is they're having... really more of a focus back on the youth.
Right.
So that's, I love that. Get back to the basics. So.
Yeah.
Speaking of youth, the Coffeyville Recreation Commission is still taking signups for, I think, youth soccer, flag football, and then maybe one or two left on the volleyball and cheer. So
I played flag football when I was a kid.
Yeah, my son just did it. He loved it.
It's a lot of fun because nobody's getting hurt.
You
just run and you grab a flag and you stand there and you hold the flag in the air and that's where the referee marks you down.
That's right. Yeah. Well, make sure you get in quick because there's only a few spots left.
We've got them on the show tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, good.
The Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Yeah.
Good. Well, Some sad news, though. We do have a restaurant closing in town.
Oh, which one?
Miss Kate's. Miss Kate's Mercantile. Okay. Is closing on the 30th, which I think is Friday.
Friday, right.
So you only have...
Saturday.
Right. Okay. So you only have this week to get in, get one last home good. She had a lot of home-cooked meals.
Is that the one on South 69 there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So make sure to stop in this week for one more great meal.
Is she retiring or moving on?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. Okay. She's just retiring and
spending time good. Hope with family, she enjoys her retirement. All right.
But that's okay. We have some other businesses coming to town, and so just stay tuned over the next few months. I'm excited about possibly a new restaurant, too, so we'll see.
We could use more restaurants that are actually open on weekends.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Because I love the restaurants you have here in Coffeyville, but there are some times when I'm in the mood for something, and it happens to be a Saturday, and I can't has it unless I go to Tulsa or something.
Right. And we don't want you to go out of town.
I'd rather stay here.
You know.
Yeah. Besides, it was too hot to go anywhere.
Very true. Very true. Well, beginning Friday, the City of Coffeyville Water Department is going to be conducting its annual flushing project on the distribution system. So just be on the lookout for that. Don't panic.
Right. The water could be a little funky in appearance and in smell, maybe even in taste, but there's nothing wrong with it.
That's right.
It's still up to state standards. So just deal with it. And this be going on for a couple of weeks, I guess they say.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Exciting news for the Ravens. They had 67 athletes and 7 teams earn the Academic All-American
Awards. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
and that's the whole point of college, you know.
Sometimes
you got to learn something while you're getting your athletics in.
Right. And that's what I love about our colleges. They really do a big focus on academics. Mm-hmm. So congrats to all of them. You can read all about that on their website. In the news, I'm sure you've heard, but Panasonic Energy announced plans to develop the electric battery facility in DeSoto, Kansas. It's expected to create 4,000 jobs and a $4 billion investment.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
And then another 4,000 ancillary jobs, from what I heard. So you're talking 8,000 jobs that did not exist before all of this came about.
Yeah. And, you know the phenomena of when you drive by a restaurant and there's no cars there and you're thinking,
I'm not going there.
I don't think I trust that place. You drive by someplace packed and you're like, woo, I wonder what's going on there.
Must be good food. Yeah.
That is what's happening with our state and even here in Montgomery County.
Right.
One business comes, somebody else comes, somebody expands, and all of a sudden places are like, ooh, what does Kansas have? I need to be a part of that.
We had State Representative Jim Kelly on here, I believe it was a little bit more than a week ago, and he was talking about the ripple effects of something like this Panasonic deal and how it's good not just for DeSoto, but for the entire region, including Montgomery County.
Yes. Well, one thing I've been trying to... I mean, there's no easy solution on this, but I've been kind of just encouraging everybody to be thinking about jobs because we have some companies expanding here locally and some pretty good potential projects on the horizon, but workforce is one of the biggest challenges, and it's holding back our growth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anybody who wants to move here and work, tell them to call me.
Mm-hmm.
I will get them connected with some jobs and let them know about how wonderful it is to live in this area, but we need more people working. Or maybe it's a youth. So my daughter just graduated high school.
I just saw the picture on Facebook. Yeah.
She was not happy with me.
I don't imagine she was, but.
But, you know, it's just getting some of those youth back to working.
And she's working at one of the banks?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But, you know, our generation, we all worked even while we were in high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The newer generation, you know, we wanted to protect our kids and, don't work, just focus on school.
Right.
But now we're realizing, hey, developing that work ethic, we need to get that going now.
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, you not only had to focus on school and woe be unto you if your grades drop, but go work at the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. My very first job was like selling popcorn and sodas at a minor league ballpark when I was 14. You know, learn the work ethic.
You learn so much during that time, just as much as you learn in the classroom sometimes. And so I'm a big believer of getting our youth back out into the workforce. And
nobody has paper routes anymore, but that was another early job of mine, you know.
Well, there's a ton of jobs, so go to our job board. I'm telling you, there's something out there.
How do folks find your job board?
CoffeyvilleChamber.com.
Okay.
So you just go to our website, and there's a section about jobs and living here and all kinds of jobs on there.
Excellent.
So, yeah. As you know, temperatures are expected to continue to stay high. I mean, we're dropping a little
but then,
bit.
Again, the next
but
week.
But then it goes right back up.
Yeah, back yes. into the attic. Right.
We're going to see it some highs for quite some time.
You know what they call, why that is? It's called August.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is summertime.
Yeah.
It's going to stay. So one of the things, though, we're telling everybody is make sure you stay hydrated and cool. In our newsletter, I had some tips on things that sometimes we forget that'll without having to crank up the AC.
Right.
I mean, don't crank up the AC and make your bill even higher. Mm-hmm. There's some little things you can do just to stay cool in the house. But I also am encouraging everybody to check on your neighbors. Give a friend a ride. You know, if you see somebody walking, bring your pets in if you mm-hmm. can. Not everybody can, but if you can, it's just we need to take care of each other.
Right.
At this time,
I think you said last week, didn't you? If you see somebody out working in the sun, maybe just toss them a bottle of water or something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just we want to just take care of
pay it forward. So, you
that's
know?
Right. Okay. Some events coming up. Of course, National Night Out is next week. And then Business Over Breakfast is next week as well. So mm-hmm. I'll be here with all kinds of announcements after that one. That is on the 3rd.
And maybe a donut or two this time?
I'm going to try to remember this time. Try to remember. VOD in the Ville, of course, is August 6th. So, wow, it's coming up quick. So, last chance to get tickets.
And they're going
to
start working on the
yes.
on the theater here yes. next on August 1st,
and that
I think.
Momentum is just going to continue to mm-hmm. grow and build. And so we want to help them with fundraisers like this because that will continue to help. With that.
We'll hear more about that tomorrow.
They're coming.
When the Coffeeville Reawakening
yes.
comes in. Right.
For all you athletes out there, the Jack Triathlon is coming up as well on August 6th. And of course, we talked about Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Stay tuned because I do have dates I'm hoping to announce soon. We offer professional headshots at the Chamber.
Yeah, there you
usually
go.
Usually once a year, sometimes every other year. But it's at a discounted fee for our members, and then but even non-members can come. So you need a shot for your Instagram or your business cards.
Put
or website.
It in your ad, you know, so people see who they're dealing with.
Yeah. All kinds of things. So we can do that for you mm-hmm. at a very discounted rate, as well as pictures for maybe your business needs a new picture of the outside of the building or whatever. So we're doing all that coming up here soon. So I'm excited about that. Stay tuned. And we have some other events that are going to be coming up, but those are the big ones.
Right.
Of course, school starting is the really big one.
Yeah.
Everybody's gearing up for that. So.
All the moms and dads are saying, woo!
Oh,
yeah.
All last. Those lists. We have to go get all the school supplies.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think that was all that I had for today.
Well, excellent. And again, it as I say from time to time, that it just amazes me as somebody who's not from here. That a town this size has so many things going on. Go check out the Chamber's website. It's, once again, the CoffeevilleChamber.org.
Mm-hmm. .org or .com. Either one. It goes to
either one will work. They got the job board there. They've got all the events. And you get to say hi to Candy Westbrook.
That's right.
And how's the icy machine holding up and all the
still
heat?
Doing good.
Excellent.
And
yeah?
I'm excited. Here in a few weeks, we're going to have a new flavor.
Oh, can you preview it for us? What do you have now, first of all?
We have cherry and Coke.
Okay. Grape.
Blue raspberry.
Oh, that's kind of almost grape.
It's kind of definitely a kid's flavor.
Yeah.
They love it, though.
Yeah,
and so
right.
we'll have that in Coke for
when
a while.
When do we expect this new arrival?
I don't
arrival?
Know what... Supplies are hard to get sometimes.
Yeah.
Or we've got the order in, we're waiting for it to come. So
make sure you call us anytime, day or night, when that blue raspberry
we
shows
will.
Up.
We'll have a special that day.
We'll
have everybody come in.
Breaking news.
That's right.
All right, Candy Westbrook. Always love chatting with you from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce here in the mighty 690 KGGF.